cattle futures melted on Friday. A new agreement opens the door for more duty-free beef exports to the European Union. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 5th of August. Through late Friday afternoon, the week's negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was a dollar lower in the Southern Plains at $111 a hundredweight. Dress sales in Nebraska, though, were $2 higher than the bulk of the previous week's trade at mostly $185. In the Western Corn Belt, prices were steady, $115 to $116 on a live basis, and at mostly $185 in the beef. Even so, there was plenty of pressure on futures Friday that included the newly announced tariffs on an additional $300 billion worth of Chinese imports scheduled to go into effect September 1st. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.01 lower across a range of 22 cents lower in spot August to $1.27 lower. Week to week, they are an average of $2.25 lower, with added pressure from lean hog futures battered by the lack of a trade resolution between the U.S. and China. Lighter year-over-year carcass weights continue to temper beef production amid increased cattle harvest. The average dressed steer weight for the week ending July 20th was 866 pounds, which was 6 pounds lighter than the same week a year earlier, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight for the week was 10 pounds lighter at 795 pounds. If feedstuff costs don't skyrocket, analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center say cattle feeders are expected to generally break even or post small profits late this year. For instance, if corn cost is already locked in, they estimate November break-even sales price in the range of $105.50 to $106.50 a hundredweight, and at $111 to $112 for December. That's basis the Southern Plains from non-survey estimation. Nationwide last week, steer and heifer calves and feeders sold mostly steady to $2 a hundredweight higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. More specifically, AMS analysts say some offerings in the Northern Plains were $2 to $5 lower after the previous week's sharp increase, while some steers in the Southern Plains were $6 to $7 higher at special sales. Most all of that came before announcement regarding the additional U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports. That announcement cast an increasingly dark cloud over equities and commodities. Feeder cattle futures melted down on Friday, an average of $2.61 lower. They are an average of $4.41 lower week to week, from $3.02 lower at the back to $5.87 lower toward the front. That was despite corn futures closing an average of 13 cents lower week to week through the front five contracts, which makes for a 45 cent decline for those contracts in the last 3 weeks. Corn futures did rebound some on Friday with weather concerns. They are up 6 to 7 cents through July of 20 and then mostly 1 to 4 cents higher. Lower cattle futures week to week also came amid what appears to be ongoing strength in beef demand. Wholesale beef values gained during the week, mostly due to strength in rib prices, according to AMS. Choice box beef cutout value is $2.56 higher week to week on Friday afternoon at $214.73 a hundredweight. Select was $2.29 higher at $190.63. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower again Friday, with continued pressure from the previous day's news about the U.S. tariffs on China. Indices closed off of session lows, however, helped along by a monthly employment report that was in line with expectations. Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 164,000 in July compared to the previous month, according to the Employment Situation Summary from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%. Average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls rose by 8 cents to $27.98 an hour. Over the past 12 months, average hourly earnings have increased by 3.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 98 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 21 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 107 points. Some positive news for U.S. beef trade. The United States reached a new agreement with the European Union on Friday that establishes a duty-free tariff rate quota exclusively for the U.S. Under the agreement, American ranchers will have an initial duty-free quota of 18,500 metric tons annually, valued at approximately $220 million. According to the United States Trade Representative, over 7 years, the quota will grow to 35,000 metric tons annually, valued at approximately $420 million. Under its current agreement, U.S. duty-free beef exports to the EU are only approximately 13,000 metric tons annually, valued at approximately $150 million. The new agreement will go into effect following the European Parliament's approval, which is expected this fall. Incidentally, negotiations for the new agreement stemmed from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and the North American Meat Institute requesting the United States Trade Representative back in 2016 to take tariff action to enforce the World Trade Organization dispute that found in favor of the United States against the EU's ban on the use of hormones in cattle production. As part of the new agreement, the U.S. will conclude those proceedings. This agreement provides more reliable and consistent access to the EU market and will be a tremendous boost for the U.S. beef industry, says Dan Hallstrom, USMEF President and CEO. He adds that the agreement sends a very positive signal to customers in Europe who see a bright future for U.S. beef and to producers who are interested in expanding their non-hormone-treated cattle business but have grown frustrated as they struggle to recover the additional production costs. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 5th of August. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.